Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, I'm already looking forward to when I hear that opening theme music when I come back and start doing some fill-ins because I will miss hearing the stirring strains of the great composer Rob Lane and the title theme from the John Adams miniseries on HBO way back in the day. Great music, and never get tired of hearing it. Great to have you along. 5 o'clock follies are getting underway here on the Bobby Mack Show. This is the last edition of the follies, but don't worry, Charlie James has some special things planned for the 5 o'clock hour as well, beginning tomorrow. Now then, as we proceed along, as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Ingalls Advantage talk line number, you know it, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. I hope at some point to be able to get caught up with all the text messages in there today. And of course, my email address, which will remain active even if I am no longer on the air every day, bob@1063word.com. The Bobettes have been with me essentially every hour of every day that we have done this program. And Moneypenny had a suggestion as to a fitting way that we should conclude the 5 o'clock follies for the final time. So without further ado, the Bobettes join me on the show. Little Annie and Miss Moneypenny. Hello, ladies.
Greeting, Bobby.
Hello, Bobby.
So Moneypenny, what was your suggestion?
Well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and it's 5 o'clock here. So.
Right.
If anybody out there in broadcast land wants to join us, we're going to have a drink to Bob.
In other words, in gazing at the clock, I notice that it is beer 30.
Yeah, well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Can you drink champagne in morning?
Yes.
I guess so.
It's
got bubbles. So.
It's alcohol, so yes, ma'am, you can.
All right. So,
for 2 weeks since Tuesday.
There you go. We're going to pop the top, flip the lid on a celebratory going away brewski here on the show.
Yes.
And you want me to start, Moneypenny, or you ladies want to start?
Well,
start,
you,
Bobby.
Bobby starts. You're honorary.
Okay. I am about to flip the tab on a Guinness Drought Stout.
Nice.
And here we go.
Nice one.
That even sounded good.
That was great.
And I brought back from the Hall of Fame an official beer mug that my dad gave me back in the day.
Very cool.
And so without further ado, I begin to pour.
Classic. Nice head there, Bobby.
There we go. Ooh. This smells really good. All right, now before I take a sip, you ladies must join me in our liquid refreshment.
Okay.
But I'm going next.
Go for it, Annie.
I've got the Appalachian Mountain Cidery, Scarlet Rose.
Ooh.
And it is a hard cider with cinnamon, hibiscus, plums, and rose hips.
Ooh, sounds kind of seasonal for Christmas.
Excited. Ready? I have no pretty glass. Right down my gullet.
There you go.
Yay.
Yeah. Waste not, want not.
Indeed.
And Miss Moneypenny, what are you imbibing?
I am imbibing the Sweetwater 420 IPA Black.
Ooh. Oh. Sounds impressive.
Thank you.
Nice opening.
Yeah. Now, everybody, salute to Bobby. We're going to miss you, old man.
Yeah, thank you. I would just like to say...
Down in one, down in one.
I would like to say to you, ladies, here's to you, Bobettes.
Love you, Bob.
Cheers.
Go.
And in the back of your head, you're going, I will not burp, I will not burp, I will not burp.
That was...
Good way to go.
That was smoother than owl crap on a glass doorknob.
Wow, Bobby. Cheers, Bobby. It's been 16 years of, oh gosh, hard to forget, unbelievable, intense, hilarity, and I personally will miss you.
Well, thank you, and I will miss you too, Moneypenny, and of course, little Annie as well, because the Bobettes have been an integral, as the Brits would say, an integral part of the program.
You know, Bobby, we've learned so much from you.
I can't tell you, ladies, how many times I get text messages and emails, and they mention, you know, when we do Boneheads or Amazing True Facts, say we love to hear the Bobettes on there, especially when they're laughing at the stupid stuff that you're talking about.
Every day.
Yes, pretty much.
How many times have we laughed so hard we have cried?
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah. And or snorted or...
yeah, yeah. The snorting is probably my favorite, you know, when we get to laughing and then all of a sudden, you know.
You know, we don't know which one did it.
Yeah, right. Try and figure it out. Which team member did the snort?
Well, since you're leaving, we're going to blame all snorts on you from now on.
Texter says, I had one Guinness Drought Stout in my fridge, too. I poured it up with you. I probably shouldn't drink. Just donated a pint of blood.
Drink it.
Quick buzz upcoming.
It'll make you feel much better. Drink it. Drink it.
Yeah. Chug, 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 chug. Natural light, my toast to you, Bobby.
That must be Springer.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Texter says, 1, 2, 3, team drink. Bobby, I'm at work, but I have coffee. Cheers.
Bob McLean Show, turning drunks out of the upstate.
Bobby, you're not planning on running for an office in the South Carolina government with your alcoholic beverage, are you? I don't know, that water commissioner job, you know, still hovers on the horizon, teasing me every election time.
You know a lot of people's going to still write you in every time. And one of these days, you're going to get more votes.
I don't know if I count on that or not. It has been a wild, amazing ride, for sure, though. And you ladies have been a big part of it. And I know that going forward... have we decided on the rebrand yet? Are the Bobettes going to become the James Gang or Charlie's Angels? Or have you all settled that, or is that still for tomorrow?
Nobody's told us anything.
Just like normal.
Yes. We're mushrooms. We are mushrooms.
Keep them in the dark and covered with, well, you know.
Alcohol.
Well, and by the way, we fully understand that there is a intercom corporate policy against drinking on the air.
Nope.
Howsomever,
let's go to break.
Holy cow! Look at the time. You ladies have been so terrific. I love y'all.
We love you too, Bobby.
Quarter after bye-bye. 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We go right back to the phones while we all have a drink.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't know, Moneypenny. Kind of seems a little sacrilegious with a little drummer boy in the background, and we're sitting here throwing down some brewskis in the
but it's got David Bowie in it.
Welcome back.
He would approve.
522 here on the Bobby Mac Show, in on the text line. Hey, Bob, when I heard that the Bobettes were doing a toast to you, I scrambled to the fridge to grab a drink. It was a cheap bottle of wine with a screw top cap, but it was an honor to participate nonetheless. Gonna miss you, big guy. Thank you. Bobby, I want to thank you for truly being a part of our family over the years. You've been with us in the car daily from school to home. You've read the kids' terrible jokes on air and graciously laughed at each one, and you've given a birthday shout-out a time or two, all of which brought smiles and cheers from each of us. We want to wish you, your baby doll Brenda, and little Miss Megan nothing but peace, love, and happiness from Matthew, Logan, and Matty. Thank you, Big Bob. And remember, as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. 523, as we go to Landrum and welcome in Phil to the Bobby Mac Show. Thank you, Phil, for your infinite patience. Good to have you here.
Hey, man. Love you. I'm going to miss you. That wonderfully cold Bud Light had a little bitter taste tonight. I guess it was occasion. But I can't remember my name half the time, but the name Ralph Bristol comes to mind. Is that
yes.
Who you took the helm from?
Yeah, that is okay. Correct.
I remember
yeah.
That day he left and you came.
Yeah.
Been with you every day since. And I know whether you're behind that mic or not, you're going to be in the fight until the day you wake up with dirt in your face and cock
yes, sir.
In your butt.
You bet.
You will keep fighting.
I will indeed.
I got a question for you. Were you born, you have a country background? You weren't a city boy, was you?
Yeah, I was a city boy. Funny story, I was telling my baby doll Brenda the other day, I don't know how this came up. I guess in the second grade in elementary school, they took us to a farm on a field trip. And I can still remember, I guess I was like seven. I was stunned to learn that milk actually came from animals, came from cows. I just thought it was, you know, it's just like soda or water or Guinness or I was stunned to find out it came from a cow.
Well, then you may not know what a suck egg dog is then. If you don't, I'll explain it to you.
Okay.
When a dog develops on a farm, when a dog develops taste for an egg, whether the hens run free and they lay in the barn or wherever, the dog will get in the chicken house.
Right.
And you'll go in there and the egg's cracked and they suck the egg out. You have nothing but a shell.
Right.
And when a dog becomes a suck egg dog, there's only one way to break it.
Uh-oh.
You kill it.
Ooh.
And I'm going to make a statement. There's a lot of suck egg dogs in this damn election fraud. And that's all I got to say about it, buddy.
I could not agree with you more, Phil. Thank you. And appreciate the kind words. Have a Merry Christmas and a great New Year.
You too. Absolutely. You too. Thank
appreciate
you.
That. Let's go to Easley next. Is that right, Mighty Penny? Going to Easley and bringing in John here on the final Bobby Mac 5 o'clock Follies. Hi, John. Welcome.
Thank you, Bobby. Congratulations to you.
Thank you, sir.
How old are you now?
I am 74, and I'll be, I'm 74 and a half, as kids used to say.
Okay. That's a good age. I am a little familiar with radio.
Mm-hmm.
My father and his partner opened and founded the radio station in Travelers Rest, South Carolina.
Wow.
WBR.
Okay.
1,000 watts at the time.
Right. Was it was that a daytimer, John? It was only on in the daytime?
Only on in the daytime. A sun up to sundown station.
Gotcha.
If you were listening to it and you were in front of the Western Poinsett Hotel downtown,
mm-hmm.
you lost contact with it. it was 1,000 watts, and it was directional.
Wow.
At that particular time, WESC was also directional,
mm-hmm.
and they were not clear channel at that particular time.
Right.
And my dad and Wally Mullinax, who ended up being the general manager there.
Right.
They were extremely good friends. And my dad and his partner had worked at WESC.
Mm-hmm.
And they opened it in 1960. And I was sort of familiar with that type of operation. I was in college at the time.
Right.
And my dad had an offer to buy his portion. And, of course, the agreement was that if either one of the partners decided to sell, the other one had first option.
Gotcha.
And so partner bought him out, and we were in another business at that particular time, and my dad was getting ready to retire.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to stay. But I wish 1,000 times that he would have kept the radio station and let the other business go on its own. It was a laundry and dry cleaning business. And my mother owned the property, and your South Carolina Highway Department condemned it and was going to put a downtown loop in place. And they condemned it and took it. And my father was the executor. It was in a trust to my brother and I.
Man. And
as you ride by there today, they repair BMWs there.
Wow.
Beamer shop. That's the exact same building, the land, and everything.
Man.
And the highway department condemned it. And if you go by Thomas McAfee Funeral Home,
yeah.
there's a vacant lot there beside it with beautiful green grass and a real nice fence. The house that was there, they bought it and destroyed it. So
yeah.
I can walk you through where the highway department wasted a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, and it was, and it was all for the greater good, of course. I can tell you this, John, and you can appreciate this, mentioning being in front of the poinsett and not being able to hear the station. I actually have worked at radio stations where you could sit in the parking lot of the radio station and not hear the station. They were true powerhouses. That's great stuff. Thank you, John. I appreciate the story. 529 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is next in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on the final 5 o'clock Follies with Bobby Mac on WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Howdy, welcome back. 5:36 now, 24 before 6. How you doing on your beer, Moneypenny?
It's half gone.
I'm doing pretty good on mine, too.
Let's see, is yours a regular-sized beer, though, Bobby?
I'm not as thick as some people drunk I am.
Mine's actually a pint.
Atta girl. 23 before 6. Back to the phones we go. Former State Senator Lee Bright, who is a great patriot, is next up and joins me on the show. Hello, Lee. How are you?
I'm a little pained that you're leaving. The day that I was going down the road and heard you were leaving, I had that kick in the gut feeling. It's kind of heartbreaking. I know you deserve it, but it's painful for the rest of us for sure.
Well, and sadly, Lee, that's the emotion I experienced when you ran last time around and got money bombed out of office, because I always felt that you were one of those stalwarts in Columbia that conservatives could always count on to vote the right way, and you always did.
Well, I appreciate that. And you guys, you know, I was kind of thinking about a little this afternoon about the gas tax. You know, we were able to stop that for 2 years in a row, and
right,
you know, you kind of led the way on talk radio fighting that thing, and without you and Tara, you know, that we wouldn't have been able to stop that thing 2 years in a row. I mean, that was and I think we could have kept it. If I could have stayed in there, I think we wouldn't have it today.
Yeah, I believe that is correct, and that's one of the reasons, of course, why, you know, the progressives were so intent, and other, sadly, Rhino Republicans as well, on removing you because you were a roadblock to the tax increases that they wanted to impose on us.
Well, we definitely had a good run there, and I appreciate all you've done. I mean, you never backed down, and you stayed true and led the fight on so many issues while I was in Columbia and since I've been gone from Columbia. And, you know, this thing with Trump, you know, I hope that somebody has the guts in the U.S. Senate to make a stand. And
me too.
And I understand, I've read several House members are considering it, but I mean, the whole republic's at stake right now, and I hope people realize it. You know, I believe like you do. I believe Trump won that election, and I believe it's been stolen. And I don't think you can convince me otherwise. I watched those Pennsylvania hearings and the stuff that went on in Philadelphia. The fact that people aren't in jail. I mean,
yeah.
It's
yeah,
just heartbreaking.
You're right. People ought to be wearing orange jumpsuits and being perp walked on TV, and instead, you know, they're being celebrated. This is not right.
Well, and people that you think would be with us, you know, fighting the fight, even, you know, we talk about media and look at Fox News. I mean,
right.
they were silent on this for the most part. And, of course, we've seen some other you know, Newsmax and some other organizations come forward and put the information out there. But, you know, it's I think we found out with this election how entrenched the deep state is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it reinforces to us how we have to re-energize ourselves to stand in opposition to the NWO and the George Soroses of the world and all the rest of the progressives that want to remake America into something that will be unrecognizable to our children and grandchildren.
Yeah, you know, we only had six U.S. senators. I mean, you look at that today, that vote. I mean, they're trying to bankrupt the country.
Isn't that sad?
And we only had six senators vote against it. I couldn't, and neither one of our U.S. senators stood against that. I mean, that just is heartbreaking.
Yeah, you want a list of patriots in the Senate. It's Blackburn, Cruz, Johnson from Wisconsin, Mike Lee from Utah, Rand Paul, Rick Scott from Florida. And that's it.
Oh, yeah. When I read that, I was amazed. You know, I thought that it would be a close vote. And I hope Trump vetoes it. I mean, I really do.
Me too.
I mean, that's something that needs to be done.
It is nothing but a Christmas tree with Pelosi and Schumer and lobbyist ornaments hanging all over it. Millions of dollars for gender studies in Pakistan. Boy, there's a burning issue that Americans are concerned with.
The whole thing just ignores the Constitution. Our founders never intended it. And it happens, you know, the Tea Party, when we started it, and I remember the involvement in trying to nullify Obamacare, which we almost had done if that bill would have passed in South Carolina, but the chamber killed it.
Right.
But if we would have been able to pass that bill, we could have stopped it. You know, it's these critical masses that form, you know, but I get discouraged thinking maybe we're too late at this point. All we can do is fight because there's too much at stake. But it is just 94-6 just really shows you where we are as a nation right now.
Pretty sad. Pretty sad. Because we need to keep the faith. I mean, President Reagan said it, you know, we're only one generation away. And his warning now apparently is bearing fruit.
Well, I'm hoping that people push back. I mean, this thing about, you know, I read where the governor of Tennessee is telling people not to be with their families for Christmas. I mean, this whole thing, this coronavirus overreaction has just gotten so out of hand.
Yeah.
And they've destroyed the economy. The government's destroyed the economy, and they want to enslave our children to pay it back.
Yep. It's truly something that I never thought I would live to see come to pass. Well, Lee Bright, greatly appreciate your efforts to stand for conservative values in Columbia, and I'm sure you probably have not been heard from. You probably will be heard from again somewhere down the road.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm trying to make a living now, but I'm going to do what I feel like I can do to make a difference. And, you know, the listeners know this, that listen to you. You know, God's still in control regardless.
You bet.
So we just move on and do the duty.
Absolutely. Keep the faith, Senator. And
thank you for all you've done for the upstate.
Well, it's been little enough, but I'm proud to have been part of the fight. Senator Lee Bright, God bless, Senator. Have you and your family have a great Christmas and a happy New Year, sir.
You too. Thank you.
You bet. Let's go to Simpsonville. Conservative Kitty joins us next. Kitty, welcome. Thank you for your infinite patience in hanging in there.
Oh, I had to wait, man, because I had to say goodbye to my precious Bobby. I mean, I pray to God that you have a blessed and God shines on your retirement in Jesus' name. And I mean, I have loved you. I've listened to you for 14 years. Now, I don't call often because when I do, I kind of blah, blah, blah. I get stumbled. But I am going to miss the president of the Insensitivity Network. I mean, Insensitivity College, the attack dog from the right. Woof! I miss that so bad. I'm going to miss that. Oh, man. And
well,
the NDAA, oh, man. You know, another thing that's it. They slipped into it. the reason why Trump wants to veto it, which would be one of the reasons, is because it still allows Twitter and Facebook, Twitter,
yep,
and Facebook to you know, censor conservative replies and posts. that pisses me off.
Yeah, all the you're not the only one, Kitty, because you know they continue to spread propaganda, censor the truth, and this should not in a free society, this should not be allowed.
And I want to tell everyone to if they want to spread to their friends to check out OAN. OAN All News.
Yes.
And it'll go right to it. It'll go right to it, and you can watch all the news on it, and they are an excellent channel.
Yes, they are.
I watch it in between, and sometimes I got to take a break and watch FETV, you know, with like,
Newsmax?
You see what I'm talking about? This is what I do. But I'm going to miss you so much,
Well, thank you, Kitty, and I'm going to miss you guys, too, and I greatly appreciate all those years that you all invested listening to the show. You guys have been...
May I say one more thing?
Okay, yes. Yes, go ahead.
No, you go ahead and finish. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say that you guys are responsible for whatever success I've had, because if people don't listen to the program, I'm out of here.
Well, you are the best, man. You are excellent. I mean, you just are. You attack. You know what to say. You know what to do. And I just want to ask everybody, especially Christians, and especially everybody who does not, who thinks our Bible and scriptures is full of crap, read 2 Timothy 3:2, because that right there explains now. Right now. I mean, the scriptures are being fulfilled right before our eyes.
Yep. But I know
Jesus will return, but we are going to be going through some perilous times.
We are indeed.
We just keep the faith.
Yeah, exactly. That's precisely what we need to do, Kitty. Keep the faith. And thank you for doing that. Appreciate the kind words. 5:47, 13 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I'll be right back. Welcome back. Little Andy Williams, Sound of the Season. 5:52 at 8 before 6 on the text line. Bobby, tell the high muckety mucks at Intercom that you are not drinking on air, merely administering the Bobby Mack COVID-19 test. If you can taste the beer, you don't have it. That's precisely what we're doing. I am, I'm kind of working on dregs here, Moneypenny. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I still have quite a bit left because I have all the buttons to push.
That's true. Yeah, she can't. She doesn't have as much consumption time available.
Well, I have a lot of consumption time. You have a lot of callers.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But I need to know which button to push.
Moneypenny has to stack them up, get all the planes ready to land.
I stack them up, you knock them down.
106.3. Did you say that Mark is where we're starting this time, Moneypenny? Oh, I'm sorry, David in Anderson. David, welcome. How you doing?
I'm good, Bobby. And we're going to miss you, of course, and the best to you in retirement. And
thank you.
You know, it'll be look forward to hearing you from time to time filling in.
So, well, I appreciate that.
I've enjoyed, appreciate all the many years with you. And real quick, I remember WBBR out of Travel Dress.
Wow.
I always love hearing radio and TV history from Greenville in South Carolina. So so I don't remember how this came about, and it's been, as you said a while ago, an integral part of the show for so long.
Right.
And we've all forgotten her real name pretty much anyway, because it's now universal that everybody at the station refers to her as Moneypenny.
Correct.
So I don't remember how and when you came about to dub her that and give her such an appropriate name, but I'd like to hear the story again.
Okay. It actually goes back almost to the beginning, I guess, because some may be aware that there is a rumor that somewhere in my background, I had some experience in, as they like to refer to it, the great game, the intelligence business.
Dun, dun, dun,
and if you remember the Bond movies, and everybody has seen those, And people have made an assumption on that, saying, "Well, what, Bobby? You think you're James Bond, and Angela is Miss Moneypenny?" No, and they misunderstand. Moneypenny in the Bond films was the secretary / gatekeeper for M, who was Bond's boss. And so my last name, of course, begins with M. And so I thought, well, I've got M, and Angela is my gatekeeper, so she is Miss Moneypenny. And was as simple as that.
Okay. You know, if I heard it many years ago, probably did. But it's just, like I said, everyone refers to her as Moneypenny now. They don't remember that she's Angela.
That's right.
Hey, yeah. Even in my other job, people do.
Been listening for a long time, you know?
Yeah. What'd you say, Moneypenny?
Even at my other job, the listeners that know where I work at my other job will walk in and go, "Hey, Moneypenny." You know, my name tag doesn't say Moneypenny, but that's what I get called.
Yeah, it's funny.
Isn't that great?
The moniker stuck.
That's right, and it's quite appropriate as well. So
yeah, you bet.
That all of them will be continuing on with the show. So
you bet.
That's good.
Yep, the beat goes on.
Congratulations, and we're going to miss you, Bobby.
Thank you, David. Kind words and much appreciated. I appreciate that. I've only got about a minute, less than that, actually, before we've got a break for the news and the final hour of the show. Let me get in a few quick text messages here. And, boy, I'm telling you, these are so flattering. Dear Bobby, you are unequivocally the greatest of all time. Don't they call that the GOAT now, Moneypenny? Yeah, the GOAT. God has blessed this audience for 16 years, having you at the microphone. May he now bless you and your baby doll, Brenda, in wonderful ways that you have never imagined. Godspeed, my brother. We will miss you, Jeff, in Honeyapath. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that. Take a break for the news, and then one more to go. The 5 o'clock Follies is complete for the final time, but the bonus hour is still ahead.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!